Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. Today we're coming at you with child-rearing tips you can use. Let's listen.
哎，小建国怎么了？
怎么样？我给他雇了一个催眠师。
什么催眠师？
现在乖多了，每天睡18个小时呢。
你给儿子用催眠术，太离谱了。
没事儿，他再也不淘气了。
不对劲儿吧？他怎么坐在那儿一动不动？
你看。一个响指就睡了，这是我花的最值的50块钱了。
All right, we're back. There might be some words in here that are unfamiliar or people are speaking kind of quickly, so let's just go through this really quick and get it all behind us.
哎，小建国怎么了？哎，小建国怎么了？
Hey, what's up with little 建国？
怎么样？我给他雇了一个催眠师。
怎么样？我给他雇了一个催眠师。
Yeah, what do you think? I got a hypnotist.
什么催眠师？什么催眠师？
What a hypnotist?
现在乖多了，每天睡18个小时呢。
现在乖多了，每天睡18个小时呢。
Yeah, he's way better behaved now. He sleeps 18 hours a day.
你给儿子用催眠术，太离谱了。你给儿子用催眠术太离谱了。
You used hypnosis on your kid? That's ridiculous.
没事儿，他再也不淘气了。
没事儿，他再也不淘气了。
No, it's cool. He's not naughty anymore.
不对劲儿吧？他怎么坐在那儿一动不动？不对劲儿吧？他怎么坐在那儿一动不动？
There's something wrong.How come he's sitting there and not moving?
你看，一个响指就睡了，这是我花的最值的50块钱了。
你看
，check it out.
一个响指就睡了。
Snap my fingers and he goes right to sleep.
这是我花的最值的50块钱了。
Best 50 kuai I ever spent. All right, let's listen again and then we'll run through this.
小建国怎么了？
怎么样？我给他雇了一个催眠师。
什么催眠师？
现在乖多了，每天睡18个小时呢。
你给儿子用催眠术，太离谱了。
没事儿，他再也不淘气了。
不对劲儿吧？他怎么坐在那儿一动不动？
你看，一个响指就睡了，这是我花的最值的50块钱了。
Every parent in the world, I guess, but...I've discovered recently, especially Chinese parents, they think, you know, oh, everything my child does is adorable.
Oh, 我见过这样的妈妈。
Yeah, but fathers too. Right?
这样爸爸我倒没见过，真的没见过。
或
者是这家里可能爸爸比较宠爱这个孩子，或者是妈妈比较宠爱孩子，没有两个人都特别宠爱这个孩子，就我还没有见到那种被宠坏了的孩子。
Oh man, I have a kid for you to see.
我不想看。
This, it's oh god, it's this terrible case where this kid is really, I think he is but beyond the power of hypnosis.
嗯，太离谱了是吗？
Well, he's like an animal. And like his parents have an unhappy marriage, but they're staying together. I think if you hypnotized all of them and put them to sleep,
也不错是吧？
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, question about 淘气。Can girls be 淘气？
可以。
Really?
可以啊，我小时候就很淘气。但是一般说淘气的这个女孩子都有点男孩的性格，像你们说 tomboy。
Yeah, I've mostly heard it of boys.
但是你知道吗？经常，就是家人会说淘气的孩子比较聪明。我不是夸我自己啊，我就说。
Some of them might be smart.
我觉得淘气不能不懂事儿。淘气是淘气，但是懂事儿是很重要的。如果是那种，如果又淘气又不懂事儿，我们说这个孩子比较混，犯混这样的小孩就不可爱了。
Yeah. That was actually one of the things at my school. We were very 懂事儿, and we also were pretty bad. And whenever we got substitute teachers, you know, sort of new teachers replacing our, we would see how long it took us to break them.
Oh.
Like we would make them cry. And
we
were,
你们真的这样吗？
Yeah,
太坏了。
Oh, we were really proud of ourselves.
太淘气。
I think we got almost, we definitely got all the women. I'm pretty sure we got a couple of the guys too.
真想象不出来。
Did you see Silence of the Lambs?
没有。
You know the movie, I mean?
我知道，沉默的羔羊。
Yeah, but in it there's the bad guy, or supposedly Hannibal Lecter, just knows immediately how to mess with somebody's head.
Oh.
You know, he stands there and says, you know, your father molested you when you were a little girl, didn't he, Clarice? and we did that to teachers. We would, like, there were a couple of kids in our class who were really gifted when it came to...
你们的代课老师肯定觉得这是他教过的最糟糕的一个班。
Yeah, yeah, and definitely like the, you know, whatever they got paid, it was the least worth it of any job they ever did.
最不值的。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our thoughts on hypnosis and child rearing. And if you have any questions, if you have any techniques for dosing other people's kids, what should you do?
可以在网站上留言或者给我写信。
And the address is?
echo@popupchinese.com.
All right. Catch you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, 小建国怎么了？
怎么样？我给他雇了一个催眠师。
什么催眠师？
现在乖多了，每天睡18个小时呢。
你给儿子用催眠术？太离谱了。
没事儿，他再也不淘气了。
不对劲儿吧，他怎么坐在那儿一动不动？
你看，一个响指就睡了，这是我花的最值的50块钱了。